The word of God from Isaiah chapter 40. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. When we think of the arms of God, we might first think of how the hands of God the Father are often depicted reaching down and creating the world. Or we might think of Jesus' arms outstretched on the cross. Or the wings of the Holy Spirit hovering over the world and protecting it. All those pictures show God's protecting and saving love for the world and for mankind. When we think of an outstretched arm, we might also think of an arm raised in anger and judgment, ready to punish someone who has done wrong. And if we think of someone bearing his arm, we think of rolling up your sleeves and getting ready to do some real work. In our text, Isaiah describes God as a kind and gentle shepherd who carries his sheep in his arm. Perhaps it seems quaint. But think of how Scripture describes David, the shepherd boy, who later became king. Although he was young, he had to be strong. He himself says, "I used to keep my father's sheep, and when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck and killed it." He had to use a strong arm to protect the sheep. Now think of a burly farmer or lumberjack coming home from work. He comes home all worked up because of his hard job, and he gently picks up his newborn child with one hand, holding it there safely, gently, like a football or a sack of sugar. Strong and powerful, but so gentle. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm. God uses a strong and powerful arm to gather us to himself, to protect us, and to bring us safely home to heaven. This is the expression used to talk about God delivering the Israelites from slavery in Egypt, the arm of God that brought the plagues of punishment on Egypt. "I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will rescue you from their bondage. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments." And later Moses also says, "So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand, with an outstretched arm, with great terror and signs and wonders." Jewish tradition also makes a connection with this expression of the arm and the Exodus in the Passover celebration. At Passover, God had commanded the people in Egypt, the Israelites in Egypt, to make unleavened bread, bread without yeast, not waiting for it to rise, but so that they could leave at a moment's notice. And they were to eat bitter herbs to remind them of the bitterness of their slavery. And they were to roast a whole lamb and eat it. And today, on a traditional Passover platter, is a place for a leg of lamb or an arm, a bone of lamb or chicken, to remind them of that Passover lamb, the arm of whom the lamb whose blood marked their door, so that the angel of death would pass over their homes. They were to remember the arm of God that delivered them, the arm or leg of the lamb that spared their life as well. That Passover lamb was to be pure and unspotted, as a picture of Jesus, our Savior, being without sin. And so Scripture, the word and revelation of our God, makes this amazingly convoluted metaphor about Jesus being lamb and shepherd at the same time, saving his sheep with an outstretched arm. St. John in Revelation brings this together in one sentence. The lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to the living fountains of water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. In heaven we will sing, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and honor and glory. God is powerful, defeating and destroying all our enemies. The psalmist says, "You have scattered your enemies with your mighty arm. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory." God is also gentle and caring for us, his tender lambs, his foolish sheep. We too often go astray. Lambs can be cute and cuddly, but when they're born, they're really quite frail. Lambing season on the farm is a time of worry. There are lots of dangers in those first hours. You have to make sure the lambs will live. And even adult sheep can often wander and go off foolishly and get lost. A picture of us straying and sinning every day, putting ourselves, body and soul, in great danger. But God cares for us. He cares for us, his lambs and his sheep, and brings us back safely to the fold. He seeks us out when we stray. He picks us up with his mighty arm, gently lays us on his shoulder, and brings us safely home. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. In these weeks of Epiphany, we think of Jesus being shown to be the true God, Savior of all nations. And we hear of the boy Jesus in the temple as a Lamb of God, hearing the word of God. He teaches us to be good lambs and good sheep, and reminds us that our good shepherd, that he is our good shepherd from youth to old age. And when we die, in God's good time, Jesus will gather us in his arms, carry us in his bosom, and gently bring us home to heaven, there within his arms to rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. Please turn to page 149, and we will pray together, Collect 21. Please rise. Lord God, Heavenly Father, in mercy you have established the Christian home among us. We beseech you so to rule and direct our hearts, that we may be good examples to children and those subject to us, and not offend them by word or deed, but faithfully teach them to love your church and hear your blessed word. Give them your spirit and grace, that this seed may bring forth good fruit, so that our home life may advance your glory, honor, and praise, our own improvement and welfare, and give offense to no one. Through the same, your beloved Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.